Leah Stewart joins me in the studio tonight. She's the author of the critically acclaimed The New Neighbor, The History of Us, Husband and Wife, The Myth of You and Me, and Body of a Girl. She's the recipient of a Sachs Fund Prize and an NEA Literature Fellowship. She lives and writes and works right here in Cincinnati, where she teaches creative writing at the University of Cincinnati. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest book titled What You Don't Know About Charlie Outlaw. Leah, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
So your latest book has an intriguing title, What You Don't Know About Charlie Outlaw. And there's an intriguing opening sentence also, which is, something terrible is about to happen to Charlie Outlaw.
Uh-huh.
So who's Charlie and what's about to happen to him?
Charlie is a television actor. He is newly famous because he's been on a show for about a year. He's the lead. That's become a huge hit. And right before the book gets started, he has messed up publicly by giving an interview in which he said a bunch of things that upset the people in his life. So now he has gone on vacation to a remote island, which is a made-up island, so that I could do anything I wanted. And he's gone on this hike into the jungle. And I'm not really giving much away by telling you that he's about to get kidnapped. That's the terrible thing that happens at the end of the first chapter. So I feel like that's not really a spoiler. So that's the terrible thing that's about to happen to him.
Fill us in on the woman in Charlie's life, Josie, and not only who she is, but where she is in her career.
Okay, so Josie is a few years older than Charlie. They just broke up as a result of this article, some of the things that he said in the article. And she has had a totally different career trajectory, so that while Charlie has been at it for a while, small parts here and there, and only in his 30s has gotten a lot of attention, Josie was the star of a cult TV show when she was very young and has never had a part since then that was quite as good or quite as popular as that part, but is still really beloved for playing this heroine on this show. And she is at a point where she's feeling weary with the grind of auditions and getting guest spots, and also the kind of cognitive dissonance of having all of these people still think that she's amazing and love her and come up to her on the street over a part that she played 20 years ago. So that's where she is when it starts. She's at a point of wondering whether she should keep going in her acting career.
So there's certainly suspense in this novel, but there's a lot of exploration of, I'll just put it this way, who we are publicly and who we are privately. And the actor's life certainly is a wonderful vehicle to, in which to see that. And I think especially in this culture where we idolize or very skeptical about celebrities, it's interesting this perspective you've taken, which is an empathetic view of them. So talk a little bit about that and the advantages, if you will, of using actors as a way to bring us this information, this message.
They're the perfect vehicle, really, for an exploration of identity, which in some way, I mean, all writers realize at a certain point that we write about the same themes over and over. We have certain preoccupations that we exercise over and over, and identity is one of mine. So in some way, I've written about that in every book. But with this book, there were so many layers to the formation of the identity of the characters, because not only do they learn to subsume their own identity in that of others for their profession, that's what they're trying to do in some way, is break down the self so that it can become other people, and also tap the self in order to give your own experience to a character. So they're always transforming, but then at the same time, they have this, both the private self and the public self. And one of the things that's fascinating about that is how the private self begins to be shaped by not only all these different characters, but also by the public perception that's reflected back to you. And one of the things that I think is really interesting about exploring this via actors is, because we're all on social media now, or most of us are, we all have some taste of this experience. But exploring it through actors allows you to really project it to its extreme in terms of the gap between the private and the public life.
I'm interested to know, in terms of research, whether you yourself did any acting and or how you prepared yourself to write about these actors' lives.
So I got the idea. I had this idea of this actor being kidnapped, and that's all I had to start with. And I kept worrying at the idea, and I thought, how can I do this? I don't know what the daily, I've never done any, well, that's not true. I was in high school plays. But beyond that, I've never taken an acting class. I'd never read a book about acting before I started researching this. And I thought, what do I know about this world? So I was a little scared of my own preoccupation with the idea. But lucky for me, I know some people who work in Hollywood. I had a friend who at the time was running a show called The Bridge, which was on FX for 2 seasons. And so I thought, I'm going to go out to LA and go visit the set and do some research. And I did that. I went out there twice, visited sets. My brother-in-law is also out there and works in casting. So he was able to allow me to observe an audition. He took me to see a sitcom being filmed before a live studio audience. I went to the set of The Bridge and I went to other sets. I interviewed a number of actors while I was out there and then over the phone. And one of them said to me, were your actors trained? What do they know about the craft? And then I thought, oh, I need to look into that part of it as well. So then I went over to CCM, where Kay Jenny Jones very kindly allowed me to watch some of her acting classes and her stage combat classes. And I read all of those books on how to be an actor, which are quoted now throughout the book. So I really did my best to immerse myself in the experience. I listened to DVD commentaries. I read every interview I could get my hands on in a glossy magazine. I watched those Hollywood Reporter, I guess, those roundtables they do around the Oscars where they get everybody who's nominated to have a conversation. So I took in as much as I could to really try to offer a realistic portrayal of what their lives were like.
What's coming up next for you?
So speaking of an idea I couldn't shake, I've gotten really interested in local politics. So I decided that I would try writing a novel about local politics. So I've been going around talking to everybody I can find who'll talk to me about that experience. And in a way, it's an interesting thing to pursue after having spent all this time talking to actors, because there are some overlaps in that a lot of these people are in a position where they really are coming at this from a genuine desire to do what they do, a pure passion. Yet they're in a position where they're often scorned and derided. So it's an interesting aspect of being in the public eye. So a lot of actors really just have a passion for acting. They didn't necessarily say, I hope to be on the cover of Us Weekly. But once they get in the public eye, then they become a target for various accusations. And the same thing happens, of course, to politicians. Everyone that I've talked to so far seems to me to have entered politics out of a genuine interest in the public good. But then, of course, once you're in politics, you begin to be accused of all kinds of nefarious motives. So again, coming back to identity, I find that a really interesting overlap between the two worlds.
I thank you very much for visiting with us tonight, and I will look forward to your next book and talking with you about it.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Leah Stewart about her latest novel. It is titled What You Don't Know About Charlie Outlaw. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.